The citizens' councils are dedicated to states' rights and racial integrity, to individual liberty, and to race relations based on common sense, not on the power politics of left-wing pressure groups. The citizens' councils are primarily a means of mobilizing public opinion. Informed people will not surrender their freedom. Now, your host for Citizens' Council Forum.
Hello again, everyone. Dick Morphew welcoming you to another edition of the Citizens' Council Forum. We're very happy to have with us as our guest on this particular show, Mrs. Halimae Patterson Turner. And Mrs. Turner is Secretary of the Mississippi State Senate, a Director of the Jackson Citizens' Council, and very active in ladies' club work. She's typical of the intense interest of women in the Citizens' Council movement, and she's being very generous of her time in helping provide leadership in this area. Mrs. Turner, we're very happy to have you with us today.
Thank you, Dick.
How does the situation overall appear to you at this time?
Well, right at the moment, Dick, it appears very serious from some reports that I have. I have here a news story from yesterday's newspapers, a wire service story, that says that the Fifth Court of Appeals of New Orleans has denied rehearings in 8 of the segregation suits. Now, these suits involve 5 different areas of life.
Those suits were in Federal Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans, and exactly what areas do they cover?
Well, they cover the areas the courts have paved the way so far. Integration in the parks, in the city, on the buses and the streetcars, and the Orleans Parish School Board has been told to desegregate with all deliberate speed is the real quotation. And of course, integration at LSU and Southeastern Louisiana College at Hammond, Southwestern Institute at Lafayette, and McNeese State College at Lake Charles.
Now, aren't some of these colleges already integrated, at least in token?
Yes, I understand there has been some mixing, but these statements from the Court of Appeals really uphold it. And the fifth thing of that group that the decision covers is that 2 segregation cases involving voting in Monroe, Louisiana.
Mm-hmm. And those cases all being in Louisiana, that's getting pretty close to home then, isn't it?
It's practically on our doorsteps.
Well, some folks are saying that we shouldn't do anything here in Mississippi because so far everything here has been calm and peaceful. Mrs. Turner, do you agree with this?
I do not. I do not see how anyone who believes in our system of segregation can seriously hold to such a point of view if they really know the facts. Now, part of the facts are that we already have a suit involving voting in Jefferson Davis County in Mississippi. And the NAACP is practically challenging our state to enforce its own laws. And even more serious than that is this steady stream of integration pamphlets that we're getting from national religious and education societies and over our national TV networks and our magazines and newspapers.
In other words, the pro-integration organizations are carrying on a fairly intensive propaganda campaign.
I think they really are. And I don't think many of our people realize the extent to which they themselves are financing these integration drives through their own tax dollars.
You mean some of our money is being used, actually money that Mississippians pay in taxes to finance integration?
You are so right. For one thing, the Civil Rights Commission is a very good point. The flood of booklets that's published by the United Nations, which is financed entirely by U.S. taxes. And of course, you and I and every other taxpayer are helping to keep the military occupation of Little Rock with our own tax dollars, and I believe that has run into millions so far.
So in other words, we are really, whether we like it or not, being taxed to support a cause to which we are opposed, that cause being racial integration.
Yes, indeed.
Now, have any cities or states helped to finance racial integration?
Well, of course, a number of the northern states have commissions to keep people from deterring the integration in schools and in various points. In other words, they are pushing the mixing. And of course, the governor, the president's FECP, is one that we all know about, and the governor pressure on contracts
that is brought by this FECP.
That's right. If you get a government contract, you've got to say that integration will prevail.
And we have nothing to say about it. All we do is help finance.
We definitely have finances with all of our dollars.
Well, now, what about cities? I understand that we have a specific example of something that cities are doing to promote integration.
We certainly have. On the front cover of the Lady Citizen Council newspaper, there is a picture that is a card that is being carried in the buses and streetcars in the city of New York.
That's one of these big four-color car cards.
That's right. And it shows a small girl holding in her arm four dolls, each doll of a different nationality. And on one side it says, she has not been taught to hate yet. On the other side it says, keep her free from racial and religious prejudice. And underneath it's signed the State of New York by Robert Wagner.
That's the mayor of New York City who is signing this, and presumably the New York City taxpayers are paying for its going up in all the subways and other public transit vehicles in New York.
That is so right.
Well, now, getting back to our point of view, what are the Citizens' Councils doing to present our side of the case?
Well, they're doing many things, Dick, and just to point out a few of them, because we only have time for a few, and if you will allow me, I'll read them, because it's very important that I get them all in the short time that we have.
Okay.
The existence of strong organizations to work for our side is in itself the best protection we know. The other side knows this too. It has credited the Citizens' Councils with stopping the integration movement in its tracks. We all know that. The Educational Fund of the Citizens' Council is conducting an educational campaign to present our point of view outside the state, and particularly to our young people in the state. The Educational Fund, in the opinion of the fund's auditors, qualifies for tax-deductible contributions. That's something that's of interest to all of us. This means that expenditures by the fund can be used only for education purposes within the meaning of the Internal Revenue Code. And fourth, many of the local councils have encouraged essay contests in the Sky High School on materials published by the Educational Fund. The Mississippi councils have published and distributed over 7 million pieces of literature. These are mostly articles by senators, congressmen, attorneys, ministers, college presidents, judges, and other qualified authorities. This educational fund has distributed 3 publications and the council paper to practically every high school, college, and public library in the 15 southern and border states. A speaker's bureau has been maintained. Hundreds of appearances have been made before civic and patriotic groups, including several in the north and west. I think this program itself is one of the most important functions of the Educational Fund. I understand it is now transcribed for 8 radio stations in Mississippi and Alabama, and that it is planned to expand as rapidly as the funds permit.
Yes, that is one thing that we are very happy to hear, and that is of the increasingly growing number of radio stations in the South that are carrying the Citizens' Council Forum. And we might interrupt here just long enough, Mrs. Turner, to say that if anyone knows of a radio station that would like to carry this program, if they will just get in touch with the Citizens' Councils in Jackson, write to Mr. W.J. Simmons. He will certainly be happy to make arrangements for the stations to receive this program for airing at a time when most of their listeners are able to hear it. Going back over some of these points, I think that there are 2 or 3 very important points that we made that we might go back and stress once again. And that is that the opposition groups, Mrs. Turner, themselves have given the Citizens' Councils a lot of credit for sort of stymieing their aims.
That's right. They give us credit for having stopped them and of holding them back.
And then the establishment of this educational fund, which perhaps a lot of people don't know as much about as perhaps they should. And once again, if they would get in contact with the councils, why, they could receive more complete information. But the fund is doing, I understand, a good bit of work among high school students in promoting these essay contests.
It is, in the essay contest, and then having the speakers go to the different parts of the nation and the school in the southern states.
And those are certainly 2 very important points. There are just many of a very long and impressive list of accomplishments that probably many of us didn't realize before, or at least never took time to sit down and add them up. Well, Mrs. Turner, right now, what do you think the council movement needs most of all?
I really think, Dick, that the thing we need most of all is full-time workers. There's probably only 12 workers that are working steadily at bringing our message to our people and to sustain our constitutional form of government. Of course, I'm speaking of organized groups there. Mm-hmm. And what has been managed with this small group is just miraculous. Well, as you brought out a while ago, when you consider that NAACP and the Urban League, Southern Regional Council, and a host of other organized integration groups have budgets totaling millions, professional staffs running into thousands, well, the need for our movement becomes pretty obvious.
And when you consider the tremendous accomplishments that the very, very small staff, in fact, a pitifully small staff of full-time workers in the movement has accomplished, then it becomes fairly obvious what could be accomplished if we had more people.
Yes, indeed. I think we should buy time for programs on the northern radio stations, and our side needs to get into the book publishing business, particularly in the field of textbooks. We need to advertise in the northern press along the lines of the very effective ads placed by the Louisiana people in the New York Herald Tribune. We ought to have an office in Washington for the Citizen Council, and the work among the ladies is extremely effective and should be expanded. Now, of course, they have the work in the churches, in the schools, in the homes, while the fathers are out making a living. And I think that the women need very much to get into the work, understand what they're trying to do and what we are doing, and join up with us.
Well, Mrs. Turner, if some of the women in our audience would like some more information about the councils, could they call you, or with whom should they get in contact?
I would be delighted to have them call me, or they could get in touch with Mr. Simmons, as you said, at the headquarters office, or any member of the Citizen Council. The ladies or the men would be delighted to supply them with the pamphlets and supply them with speakers if they need them in their clubs or any of their meetings in the city or in the nation.
But you are convinced that for women to be active in the councils is a very important thing.
Definitely it's an important thing, because we women are affected as much or more than any of the other people except the very young children, and we do have to do with the children.
And the women do have the responsibility of raising the children.
That's right.
Pointed out, and seeing to their early education and training, and that is very important.
I think it's very important. And I think once, if the women of the nation and of the South really sit down long enough from their clubs and from their different phases of life that keeps them running 15 hours a day instead of 12 hours a day, if they just take one half hour and sit down and realize what the Citizen Council is trying to do and is doing in Mississippi and in the South, that they would couldn't wait to get down and join and get into such a movement that is so worthwhile.
Well, Mrs. Turner, we want to thank you very much for being with us today. Our guest on Citizens Council Forum has been Mrs. Halimae Patterson Turner, Secretary of the Mississippi State Senate and a Director of the Jackson Citizens Council. We'll be back again next week at the same time with another Citizens Council Forum and again a very interesting guest. Till next week then, Dick Morphew saying thanks a lot for being with us. Goodbye, everyone.
This forum has been presented by the Citizens Councils of Mississippi. If you believe in states' rights, if you believe in segregation, if you realize that indifference and apathy are our greatest enemies, then you should join your local council at once. For information, write Citizens Council, Plaza Building, Jackson, Mississippi. The South is organizing. Join with those who stand publicly, fearlessly, and determined that segregation shall be maintained.